Thanks, Mark.
You're welcome, Alicia.
I'd like to take these last remaining minutes to introduce two WOOC newcomers. Here with us now are Saron Cunningham and Olivia Stalvey. Welcome, guys.
Hi, thank you.
Hi.
So what do each of you do here?
We're both learning how to sound engineer with Jonah Moberg.
And Saron, you've also hosted a couple of times, right?
Yeah, I have.
How and when did each of you find the Sanctuary and or WOOC?
Well, Jonah actually is a longtime friend of mine, and we were hanging out at Denny's at Christmas at like midnight.
Nice.
Because, you know, that's what 20-somethings do, and he was telling me about this great new job he has and, you know, how they're looking for volunteers to learn on the soundboard, and I was just naturally interested. I like the idea of independent media and media in general. Mm. So it just kind of showed up one day.
Well, we're glad you did.
Oh, thank you.
And Saron, how about you? How did you find the Sanctuary for Independent Media and when?
A few years back, actually. My first time with the Sanctuary, I actually volunteered in their garden before the radio station. So when the radio station was actually being built, I volunteered to help them. And then I guess I ended up here and I hosted a few times and I really like it.
Well, we're happy to have you here.
Thank you.
So what are some of the things about radio that most excite you and bring you here to the station?
Well, the thing that excites me most about radio is that you could get the most, you can spread your message in a different platform and you can get the most listeners, but you don't know exactly who's listening. So that's the thing that's most exciting to me, because you might catch someone's ear who might be a billionaire or just a great activist, and they might come to the Sanctuary. You get a whole bunch of different people here.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a platform that's really available to anybody, you know, millionaires and non-millionaires. And it's also just a really diverse environment. You find in, you know, all media environments, lots of crazy, weird people and with cool ideas. And you can, you know, just the ability to share them freely and openly is really, really neat in this age, I think.
So, Saron, you said that you started coming here a long time ago, before the radio station even existed. How old were you when you do you remember how old you were when you first found yourself at the Sanctuary?
Yeah, I think I was about 17. Mm.
And what brought you here in the first place? You said you were in the garden. Was that you were walking by and you saw some folks working outside and wanted to get involved?
Yeah, I was just walking by and I seen one of the members of the Sanctuary. She was just working in the garden all by herself, and I wanted to be a helping hand, so I asked her if I could help. And then through that, me helping her every day in the garden, came along that this was actually associated with the Sanctuary. And then just naturally, I was introduced to people from the Sanctuary, and then it led into a radio station, and that was what brought me here today.
And how old are you now?
I'm 24.
Wow, so that was 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow. Just for the listeners who don't already know, the Sanctuary is in North Troy, and one of the initiatives that we have besides the radio station is some urban gardens here by the name of College City Growers, and they are metaphorically blooming at this point of year up and down our block on 6th Avenue.
So if there are people out there going, that sounds kind of interesting, I'm not sure it's really for me, what would you say to get, you know, people to stop by and get involved?
Well, first off, learning how to grow in your own backyard is a great tool that I feel like everyone across the board should learn how to grow, because it's a good survival technique. Plus, just knowing how to use the land beneath your feet is a great benefit. besides that, it's a great way to give back to your community in the public gardens. If you don't have anything else to do, you can always just go to a public garden and start your own little crop right there of anything that you would like to grow.
For me, I think volunteering is kind of necessary for a community to really exist. You need to have people working together, not just for money, for monetary reasons, but you need to volunteer to feel really connected, you know, instead of just kind of existing next to each other. Why don't we all come together and do something and make something and see that turn into something else and pass that down? I think volunteering is very important.
So everyone's clapping, and I'm also nodding my head vigorously. I do feel like that is a thread that many of the people who come to the sanctuary have in common, is a desire to serve and a feeling of purpose when serving. So what about you, Mark?
Well, I appreciate the independent media aspect. You know, I do a lot of activism work, and you know, so much of the media today is owned by corporate interest and is very consolidated, and there's fewer and fewer news departments at radio stations and fewer reporters at the newspapers, and there needs to be a way to get out, you know, what people are doing. And I, of course, like the activism work, but it's also important just to get out, you know, what's going on in the community and build that sense of community. And that's why, to me, community radio is so important.
Thank you. Yeah, I certainly enjoy being here in part because of great people like you guys. So thank you, Saron and Olivia, for joining us. And
well, thank you.
We look forward to seeing more of you.